This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Rebecca Cole and Kate McGee. We're talking about off-the-dock players. They're going to be having upcoming shows Friday, Saturday and Sunday, 23rd through the 25th, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 30th through September 1st, all at their Sandwich Town Hall. That's 8 Maple Street. They also have dinner showings for that first weekend, and that will be at the Corner House Inn. For more information anytime, go to offthedockplayers.com. That's offthedockplayers.com. Rebecca and Kate, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Yeah.
So the play this time around is going to be Night Mother, and this is actually a Pulitzer Prize winning play.
That's right. It was first put on Broadway in 1983, and it won the Pulitzer that year, and it's a brilliantly written play. Really, I've done a lot of plays, and I don't know if there's any play I've ever done where I realize every word is perfectly placed. Mm. It really is brilliant.
I think that's a very important thing, because this particular play is a heavy topic that we're going to be getting into, and that is suicide awareness and suicide.
You know, this is what's so interesting about great drama. You can talk about a subject that's very difficult to talk about, something we all have some experience with. Everyone knows someone, sometimes very close to them, that has had this happen or has talked about it. And this play puts it in the light of a mother-daughter relationship. Massive amounts of humor, but just absolutely profound night of theater.
It's Off the Docks Players. They're going to be doing Night Mother, and this is going to be a play at the Sandwich Town Hall is the location of the showings. The first weekend, they are going to be doing dinner showings, which means you can grab dinner at the Corner House in before the play.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And then they have, and that's before the play on Friday, the 23rd, 8 o'clock is going to be the time of the play. 6 o'clock's the dinner. Saturday, the 24th, again, 6 o'clock for dinner, 8 o'clock for the play. And Sunday, the 25th, dinner will be at 5. And then
the show is first on the matinee.
Okay.
You go to the show first and then you go. And that one's kind of interesting because it's a matinee starting at 3. The show's only runs an hour and a half. And then you go to the dinner and we'll be there. The cast will be there and some professionals to talk about the subject that you just saw.
The weekend following, it's just going to be the show for the 3 showings.
And with discussions after still.
With discussions
every,
after.
Every show, we're having discussions and professionals. So, you know, if this is a topic you want to,
this is a whole
process.
Experience.
This is, yes, as a matter of fact, it's such a whole experience that we are doing a panel discussion kind of awareness night prior to the show on the 20th. And this was really the Carroll County Public Health, I don't know if it's department or what, suggested that we did this because they feel like, you know, this is a good way to talk about a subject that is quite sadly prevalent in our area, in Carroll County. We've got what I understand is a cluster, which is what they call something where it's like more statistically even more than other places. So we're going to have that discussion brought on by the fact that we're doing this play, which we're very, very honored and excited. It's like a really interesting way to form community around theater.
It's Night Mother being put on by Off the Dock Players, 2 weekends, and you can find more information anytime by going to offthedockplayers.com. That's offthedockplayers.com. The suicide awareness discussion, the panel, is going to be happening Tuesday the 20th, and that will be in the town hall, 5:30 in the evening. And then the first weekend we'll have dinner showings of the play, and then the second weekend will be the play only with a short discussion afterwards. I do want to get a little more into the play without giving anything away. Kate, you play the daughter in this play who is kind of the pinnacle of what the whole play centers around is your announcement at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Quite early on in the play, I announced to my mother that I'm going to commit suicide tonight. And so then the whole play then from that point onward is us really talking about things. us discussing some things that we've never talked about our whole lives living together, but now we're touching on it for the first time. And something that's really, I guess, been impactful for me working on this is it's really intense material. And I really appreciate the play because it brings to light the darkness that is involved in being a human being. So it actually makes me feel less alone with darkness that I've experienced or that I see in my family or people in my community. So it's been interesting, yeah.
So when you say it makes you feel less alone, do you feel that this play has kind of revealed to you a part of the human experience that you share with other people?
Exactly, okay. Yeah. Yeah, we don't always go around talking about things that are really sad for us or things that are really challenging. It's not always, you don't know, socially welcome, you know, or appropriate even. So it gives, I think experiencing the play as an actor or as an audience member gives the opportunity to say, wow, someone else has experienced that? Oh my gosh. You know, maybe I can have the courage to be with it with myself or to ask my friend how they're doing if I'm concerned about them. And it really can. I'm glad we're having the discussions because it really can be a place where we can sort of touch on the darkness together and hopefully grow.
And I don't want to give the wrong impression. Again, as Rebecca stated earlier, there's a lot of comedy in this play. Mm-hmm. This is a dark subject,
it is,
but
oddly, it might be the funniest play I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
so funny,
and that
yeah.
It's so sad. It's like you're feeling the emotion and the sadness, and every other line makes you laugh. And then you're sort of like, what am I doing? How could I be laughing right now? But you do. The two characters mm-hmm. don't laugh. They do find humor in each other, but it's really like how they interact. The classic mother figure, you know, overbearing, you know, oh, you don't really mean that, you know, that kind of thing. It's so real that it really does make you laugh. But I would bring Kleenex too.
It's
yeah.
The play is Night Mother. It's a Pulitzer Prize winning play. It's going to be showing at the Sandwich Town Hall, and that will be with a dinner theater at the Corner House Inn for the first weekend. Friday, the 23rd, dinner will be at 6. The play at 8. Saturday, the 24th, again 6 and 8 o'clock. Sunday, the dinner will be after the play at 5 o'clock, and the play itself will be at 3. And then the following weekend after that will just be the show. Friday the 30th, 8 o'clock. Saturday the 31st, 8 o'clock. Sunday, September 1st, 3 o'clock. And you can find more information anytime or get your tickets online at offthedockplayers.com. That's offthedockplayers.com. You can also call 603-284-6219. That's 284-6219. We are out of time. Rebecca, Kate, any final thoughts before we go?
Come see our show.
Yes, really. Come see our show and have a beautiful communal cathartic experience with witnessing a brilliant play and a really amazing subject that we all need to be more aware of, talk about.
And the suicide awareness discussion will be Tuesday, August 20th, and that will also be in the Sandwich Town Hall, 5:30 in the evening. Rebecca, Kate, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chance. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at CooperCargillChant.com.